This weekend is the Elyria Apple Festival. I was going to put a number in front of that, but I'll let Linda, what number is this?
38.
38. Linda Brown joining us. And you've been involved, I would say, probably from the very beginning.
That's right.
And every year, the apples show up, the people show up, the princesses show up, the cars show up.
Yes, they do.
So it's going to be a fun weekend coming up. People coming out to the square, and of course, with the sort of the new old courthouse kind of revamped as well. I'm glad they got that all straightened out.
That's going to be very nice.
So that doesn't impede anything going on at the festival grounds, but it's set up on Ely Square. Let's talk about some of the things. One of the things you're very proud of, involved with, is the for the Apple Festival Queen.
Oh, yes. Again, I began 38 years ago with that, and we're still going strong. This year, we have 15 girls, which is a pretty big group, and our whole program is dedicated to the tribute to America. Again, the Army is with us. Army's been with us for 38 years as the official escorts. So hopefully you can give me good news for Saturday and the weather, or I should say all weekend and the weather. That's what we're looking at.
Because that takes place right there behind the fountain when you do
yes.
that. And that's Saturday afternoon, right?
That's correct. At 12:30 it starts.
And other activities going on, there's a run there, run race that takes place too.
The run race, yes, that will go on Sunday. What I do want to mention is that, yes, last year we had some changes in the placement of our vendors, trying to expand our area of activities. And after 36 years and then changing that placement. It was a little confusing, but it all turned out really well. So we're really looking forward to having the same placement as we did last year, which is all around the park, which we've always done, and then on 2nd Street from middle to west. And where we included was the City Hall parking lot. And we're intending on getting more entertainment back in that area. As we did not have quite as much last year, but we are going to be growing in that area also. So again, we're looking forward to a lot of activity throughout the whole weekend. And you ask, we had art judging. That actually started yesterday. We had close to 1,000 pictures yesterday judging from all the grade schools. And on Sunday, we award the winners their events and placement. And we do that at 12:30 on Sunday in the main stage. So that's always a big attention getter. Our vendors, a lot of our same ones are back. They've been with us 38 years, everything from potato pancakes to the paprikash. And, of course, a big popular thing is the fried ice cream. And each year we get new vendors and a few new ones, and that's always fun to see who's going to show up. And again, we are full. We are full to capacity in all our areas.
Linda, earlier Bruce and I talked about what kind of apple-flavored delights might we encounter. He mentioned apple fritters. There must be more. What could they be?
Well, we always have the apple pies. Now, we have something new this year, cupcakes, and I don't know exactly how they're going to have that related, but they always do. The candy apples are always big. But with that, Grobes just come up with all kind of apple items to have. They do have apple fritters, and they have...
They have apple cider in a sports bottle, Craig.
They do have apple cider. They make their own apple cider on premise on the farm, and they supply all over Ohio the cider. But it's good here because it's fresh. They make it that morning or the day before and bring it up, so lots of cider.
And there's pizza there, too, I usually
see. Lots of pizza.
All right. Hey, Linda, can you take us back 38 years ago for people who may not know? How did this all begin?
We wanted some type of an event that included the public and got the families up here, uniting them and having a fun time, a fun weekend. And so we put together, there was a group that put together the idea. And then from there, we just kind of grown. We got backers and tried to come up with a theme, and we had a contest for that. And there were several ideas, but the apple one, because of all the apple growers in our area, that actually won out on it. We had contests for people to design our Apple Festival theme, and And it was kind of, again, trying to get the community involved in one. And it took us a while. The first year was hard, and it just got easier year after year with all the support we got from organizations and WOL. You've been around with us all those years. And, you know, having everybody come back and join us every year and support us, that's our main thing.
Sunday is also known for the... Now, I remember one time Sundays used to have, like, bed races. I didn't remember,
oh, yes.
Remember those bed races?
Oh, do I
remember
those.
I used to work
those.
Sunday mornings, and I would see them do some...
Yes.
But you have the car show, really, is what takes up
yes,
the
it,
Broad
it
Street.
Yes, it actually involves more people, the car show. The bed race was a fun thing, but that kind of... the popularity of it kind of diminished.
Right.
And the car show, we got the boys, they have new toys as they get older. And so the car show just seemed to be a much better fit for a Sunday morning.
I need a little more information about the bed races.
Oh, this is awesome.
Well, how did they work? Where did they run?
Well, Kaplan's, first of all, they did the beds. They made the beds.
All right.
And then it had to be a team. There had to be one person riding and four pushing the bed. And usually the beds were decorated in some kind of a theme. And they would start on West Avenue, start right there, and go down Broad Street to Court. And at Court, that was the finish line. Well, we did have a few accidents. They fell off the beds and a few things like that. And that was probably one of the reasons that we started looking at trying to change and go into yeah. something else. But the bed race was really fun. It had to be... more mature people. We didn't have it for kids because right. they were running.
Yeah.
And it would only be...
This was serious business.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Except it was serious business.
Yeah. Could you put special wheels on these beds? Is that how it worked?
Kaplan's did,
they were
yes.
like a stock car. Everybody had sort of an equal sort of bed.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just a matter
kind
of how...
Kind of like the Soapbox Derby in a way.
Kind of
like
sure.
that. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Now, would they compete in heats? Were they
heats,
timed or
two
what?
Two at a time.
Right.
And then they kept eliminating until they got down to the final two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They got a little trophy, you know, they got all excited.
Do you have pictures of this in your...
Oh, probably back then, 38 years ago, we do have pictures. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of the people that were in them are still involved in the community somehow,
yeah.
but... Do they want to remember that? I'm not so sure.
Probably judges, council people.
I never participated in it, but I remember seeing that because our window kind of looks over on part of Broad Street. But you mentioned the car show. So hope for some nice weather on Sunday because they can bring all their vehicles. It's
yes.
one of the better car shows in the county.
We get about 200 mm-hmm. cars. That's our maximum that we can really handle on Broad Street. So, yes, and they start lining up at 7 in the morning to get their places in line so that they don't. You know, so they meet the 200.
Again, the Elyria Apple Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Do some of the streets close later today, or when will that be? Tomorrow?
Some have already closed right now.
Oh,
because,
they are. Okay.
But then your traffic report, Greg, you better...
Okay, got to mention that.
Sunday, Broad Street is closed. Don't forget, that's
right.
the car show, and they close that early. They shut that off in the morning, and mm-hmm. then it opens back up. Awards are given around 12:30, and then again after that, the Broad Street's open back mm-hmm. up.
Looks like a lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of good food, and people coming down to sort of, as we think of this, as one of those final festivals of the season in a sense.
It is. It really is one of the finals, and that's one reason why we do get a very big turnout, because there aren't many left. Most of them have, you know, had their events during the summertime, and now we're kind of at the end of the season of those.
Now, you may not know this, but tomorrow is Saturday the 22nd is also designated as Ice Cream Cone Day. So, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just because, you know, sometimes people think, hey, where can I get a good ice cream cone after?
Well, we have it right here.
Yep.
We have Hershey's ice cream. Yes,
right.
we do.
Or you
so
get it, or you get it on top of that fried ice cream.
Yes, you get it on top of
the
fried
juxtaposition,
ice cream.
The oxymoron of the fried ice cream that the Rotary folks put together. Do you prefer the strawberries or the apples? Which do you go with?
I better go apples now.
Okay. I do half and half. They allow you to do that.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Or maybe they just think, yeah, this guy can't make up his mind. Give them both.
All right.
There you go.
But it's always one of the popular booths, but it's a lot of things that people can come out to for Ely Square. And are they going to plan on putting any kind of glow on the courthouse? Do you know anything if they're going
to? Not
okay.
to my knowledge
okay.
At this point anyway, but it would be nice to have a glow on it.
Right.
I would agree.
Because they got
that.
Those colored lights, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
If you were planning an apple festival and you had lights on the courthouse, what color would you go with?
I hope red.
Red, maybe a little gold.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Oh, all the apples are out. There's too many names for apples, by the way.
I know. I can't believe how many there are.
Red Delicious, and there'd be like Macintosh, and then other.
Now there's many, many.
Right. Pink Ladies and
Fuji.
I like the Fujis. Yeah. Or the Gala. Those are another ones, too. But there's a lot of apples that are out there. And a lot of those will be. Grove, you mentioned, will be there as well. And
oh, they will. They are even having something new this year. They have a new sweet corn machine that they're going to have rotisserieing, and you'll be able to get sweet corn. It's something new that they've added to their food array. So it'll be the second time, I think, they've used it. So we'll see how that goes. Hmm. Hopefully it goes real well for them, because it's always fun to have something new.
Something new, yeah. Mm-hmm. People always want to. And of course, you want to make sure there's the same old, some of the staples you expect to get.
Oh, we got those.
People will be coming to see that. Again, a lot of activities happening at Ely Square. People can come out and enjoy the Apple Festival, 38th Annual Apple Festival. Again, what time does that pageant start on Saturday for the
12:30.
12:30. Mm-hmm. And that kind of runs for a number of hours, because
yes,
there's several segments for that.
Segments,
right?
That's correct. We go inside to change at City Hall. That's where we're starting from. And if it would rain for that, we still have the event, but it will be held in City Hall.
Well, we hope for some nice weather for most of the Literary Apple Festival. And you can stop by the WEOL Chronicle Telegram booth as well. We'll be out there on the square. And stop by and pick up our forecast magazine. We also have a new Ohio State Kling that has the Buckeyes' Big Ten schedule on that. Linda, thanks for coming in. Anything else you need to add?
I think just to please come and join us on the weekend. We'll be looking forward to seeing all of our families and friends up here and enjoying a fun-filled weekend.
That's great. If you pick up the Chronicle Telegram today, you'll be able to get the Elyria Apple Festival tab, which has all sorts of information in it, or you can go to the ElyriaAppleFestival.com site or their Facebook page with all the details of what's happening this weekend.